Let's go to our vampire line. You're on Coast to Coast. Are you one or have you seen one?
Actually, I have three stories for you.
Okay, sir.
My name is Ryan. I'm a truck driver currently in Washington, but I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but Talto's Crypt in Woodland Cemetery is supposedly the last known vampire in the eastern side of the United States.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was a big, huge myth growing up. I don't know if it's true or not, but we always went and tried to break into it. He's buried like 16 feet underneath ground in a 6-foot by 6-foot concrete box lined with lead bars. He's supposed to be buried with all kinds of treasures and stuff. We used to try and break into it.
No luck, huh?
No. second story I got, I dated a vampire.
Oh, hold on now. You dated a vampire?
Well, she wasn't really a vampire, but she had vampire teeth.
Did she have them implanted in her? You know, some people go to dentists and they have that done now.
I thought that she did, but then I met the rest of her family. And all but her dad and her family were born with vampire teeth.
That's weird.
I mean, just like right out of the movies, vampire, real long, elongated fangs. That was pretty cool.
And she never wanted to go get him capped or anything, huh?
No, she actually went into the Army, and they kicked her out of the Army after 2 years because of
She must have scared people.
Because too many people were complaining that she had the vampire fangs, they kicked her out.
That's funny.
Okay. And the third story, I was a bouncer in a gothic nightclub. And as a bouncer, you know, it's your job to watch people and observe people. And I saw this guy at the bar, and he looked like he fit in just a little bit too well, you know, just a little bit too pale, a little bit too pretty, so to say. And I was just watching him, and for some reason, you know, a split second went by, and he had gone from one end of the bar, or one end of the club, all the way to the other. And to this day, I still can't figure out how he did it, whatever. The only thing I can think of is he had to be a vampire.
He dematerialized, and then he materialized on the other end.
Something. He was there and then gone and then reappeared on the other end of the other
once,
end of the club.
Once you saw that happen, the popping up from one spot to another, did you continue to try to follow him around or watch him?
Oh, yeah. I watched him all night long, and it was like a reoccurring thing. He would just disappear and then reappear and disappear and reappear, and every time I tried to get close to him, I couldn't do it.
He must have known you were following him.
Must have or something. I don't know. It was one of the strangest things I'd ever seen.
That is something. Okay, that's our vampire line. That's what we're going to do tonight in addition to just open lines. 818-817-0021. Let's go to our vampire line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, this is Marty from Long Beach, California.
Hey, Marty. Sure thing.
Well, I got a good vampire story for you.
Okay.
I was down there in the Marine Corps, and me and my buddy Ernie got put on an air from some of the guys out there, and they said, if you want to pick up some exotic women, you go to this certain bar in New Orleans. So we went out there, and it was like a gothic bar. And lo and behold, when I walk in this place, it looked like just everybody in there was a vampire, like they stepped out of an Anne Rice novel.
And they're all looking at you.
Well, yeah, there was one particular girl that picked up on Ernie, and we were having a conversation with her, and she didn't say she was a vampire, but she had this look about her that she could see right through you, you know? And he got lucky. He was able to take her home, and I get a call at the barracks the next day, and it's Ernie, and he goes, you ain't going to believe what happened. I said, what? He goes, I woke up this morning, and the girl, her name was Crystal, she was gone, and I had bite marks on my neck. And I said, you got to be crapping me. And he goes, no, I'm serious. And when he came back to the base, he showed him. He had a Band-Aid across him. He had bite marks on his neck.
And he doesn't remember it happening?
No, he does not remember squat.
Man.
And I'm thinking, holy crud, we're not going to go back to that place.
No, that whole place must have been practicing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it scared him at first. He's thinking, this chick actually bit my neck. But he doesn't remember anything. he doesn't remember anything. He just woke up that morning, he had blood on his pillow, and he reached over, he put his hand up there, and there was the blood. He went in the bathroom and saw the fang marks on his neck.
I got to tell you, this is a real situation. Now, they may not be the kind of vampires that we have seen in the movies and on television and that we read about, but these people actually practice a lot of those things. I mean, they bite people and everything else.
Yeah, well, we were suckers. We got dared to go there, and look what happened.
You were blood suckers. Thanks. Appreciate you being on the program. Wildcard Line, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening, Mr. Norrie.
Good evening.
Jim in Burbank.
Yeah.
I have a friend who I've known for roughly 20 years. His name is Laszlo. And he showed me years ago, his two front canine teeth are pointed and sharp. Your caller who talked about his girlfriend reminded me this.
Laszlo had vampire teeth.
But he's from Romania. So that was more teasing, I guess.
I love it.
Okay, but that's just a piece of it. 5 years ago or so, one of my younger friends in his 20s introduced me to his girlfriend. And I said, oh, hi. And within conversation, I mentioned that I have Hungarian friends and stuff. And he said, oh, she speaks Romanian. I said, you speak Romanian? And he goes, show Jim your teeth. And she pulls up her lips, and she had those same. I said, my friend Laszlo is, and he's from Romania. So just down the alley was his shop. So I said, come with me. I said, without saying anything, start speaking Romanian to Laszlo. So she did. Oh, he jumped back from his workbench about 2 feet. And he said, what? What? And so they exchanged a few words in Romanian. And I mentioned to Laszlo, I said, look at her teeth. And he goes, oh, like mine. And they were both getting a big giggle out of it. But they're both from Romania, and both had the same. I found it pretty unusual.
They're vampires. There's a whole family of them out there.
And not from Germany or Switzerland. No, Romania.
That's
all
great.
Places. You know?
That's a great story.